share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. As Malaysians, food definitely plays a big part in our lives. That being said, one of the most common practices among Malaysian-owned buffet restaurants is to impose a small fee for food wastage. The main reason for such a practice is to encourage Malaysians to not waste food or take more than what they can finish. Just recently, a woman has taken her complaint to a Facebook group regarding an RM80 fee imposed on her. In her post, she said, "Went to a buffet restaurant that serves mukata, Thai barbecue, couldn't finish the food and requested for takeaway. The store proceeded to charge me RM80, is this fair or unfair?" She then uploaded a picture of the food that she brought home. Many netizens were shocked at the amount of food she is taking home. And here's what some of them said. "This is fair. You only ask for more after you've finished. Why do you want to be greedy and ask for many plates knowing that you cannot finish? You should be held accountable. If everyone acts like you, leaving the food they cannot finish, then it'll be such a waste. This is fair. The restaurant has mentioned that you should only ask for more after you finished what you ordered. Why did you take more than you can eat? They should charge you for it. This is definitely fair. Looking at the picture you uploaded, seems like the container is quite big in size. The portion of meat in the container is also quite a lot. This is fair. Most of the place would have a RM10 surcharge for every 100 grams of food wastage. This is very fair. You take however much you can eat. There's inflation going on everywhere, and it's hard to sustain a business. Don't trouble the business owners. This is very reasonable, and you're allowed to take it home. Don't waste any food. Why is it unfair? You couldn't finish the food but you took extra. The food has been on your table for a period of time. If they don't charge you, do you expect them to put the ingredients back and let other customers have it?" Following the backlash received, she then replied to one of the comments mentioning that the picture doesn't do her case justice as the containers were not all filled with meat. She mentioned that among the two containers that she brought home, only the first one was filled with meat, the second container was filled with lard. Despite her attempt to explain, netizens were persistent with their opinion, thinking that it is absolutely fair for the shop to charge her RM80. This is a reminder to always take what you can finish in a buffet restaurant to avoid any food wastage. What do you think of this incident? Let us know in the comments below. Also read, SG Oyster Bar under controversy for imposing RM32 fee for screaming children. Source. Facebook 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 source. Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.